say that the family in Seattle has taken it from them?
Yes, well, I don't know whether it's just the family. I think it's the parish. I'm not sure on that. I don't know whether it's a parish or a family. But there was supposed to be another family. But what happened there was this other family that was mentioned, their caretaker had said that he was going to move. He was going somewhere else. Well, apparently he didn't get what he wanted. And he backed out and said he would be glad to stay. Now, I don't know whether the connection of these Cambodians going to be taken in there and trained to take care of them. It's a family that I have, you know, personally. And, I mean, not the individual man, but his father and mother. They're the Schneider family. And Mr. Schneider, and I say, well, I mean, the father of this young man, he has been there. And I thought it was they that was taken. Somebody said, no, it was his son. And because this man offered to stay again, well, then because he knew the one of them, he did intend to take him. And it wouldn't surprise me if sometime that some other member of there would take that family member from the hill.
How many are in that Cambodian film you were speaking of, sister?
Which one? The ones that are in
the crippled girl.
Sister, you have me there. I really do not know the exact number of any one particular family because you don't have just one family. You have different families, and I don't know who's who. But up there, I would say there were one small child, this girl. There's another child or something. Oh, he has an audio.
Cauliflower ear.
And when I heard Swiki, I felt whether the parish or whether the family was doing it, somebody would be in a position to do something physically for that student. Have the little boy, I don't think anything could be. I don't think they'd be able to correctly hear. I think if they attempted to do it, they still would be, would not be properly formed. That's just my opinion.
Is his hearing affected at all?
No, I think not, sister. I think not.
It would be a plastic.
It's a smaller child, so I didn't have anything to do with it. Lovable. Any of those children. Any of those, you would think that they had known us for years. Their affection, really.
After their initial scare.
After their initial scare, sister. Thank you, thank you, thank you, sister. Thank you very much. You know, and this I don't mean this as a real criticism, but the American people in this day and age are living such a fast life and have to go here and have to go there. And they don't have time, I would say, to teach some of these real refined things. And these people, naturally, their life, they're living in their own country is something that's on a slower pace. They have time for these small things.
I noticed, sister, an infant in arms. The mother had the child, and the child was willing to take what the sister was offering, I'll say a piece of fruit. But before the mother could allow the child to have it, the child had to make one sign that meant please.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the child, just months old, got it, then another sign that meant thank you. Give it to me.
Yes, they are, definitely. As I say, not as a criticism of American people, but because they live such a pace in this modern world that they don't have time to take time out to do these things. I mean, I can see that even with children in school. You could sense this from one year to another. You could sense this.
Do the Cambodian sister have any sense of them when you gave them clothes? Were you up there when they handed out some of the clothing?
I've been up there and I've seen them turn it different ones on. And one will say, huh. In other words, that doesn't trip them,
does
she? Have been passing by. I usually run up there just for a while each evening, just for fun. And now that one woman, she's a little bit slow on the learning. She gets. and her little boy, and a little girl, usually in her room, and she's got one of these mats, like it's my dad's on, like a cushion top, and she has the arm and doing this, and she's beautiful. And when she writes it, they have a book here, English, Cambodian. And over here beside the English, when you say the word, she writes it in Cambodian.
Yes.
Beside her.
Mm-hmm.
She makes the connection.
The night I went to the service, one woman kept taking out a piece of paper, and she would write something down, even though when she could hardly read. And I thought she was putting the directions down. I knew if we're going up to Pittsburgh. And I asked Sister Sue Roger, what she writing? She was writing down new words. And she would take the word, sister would spell it, and then she would put that there, and then she put the Cambodian.
Oh, yeah. Now, they have books. I didn't notice this at first when I first started up there. Just recently they've gotten them. Where they got them, I don't know. Over here, you have the English. Over here is the Cambodian. But they ask you what this is, and you tell them, and they write it underneath the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that they, if they see something that they haven't seen before, sister, in other words, what is it? And you know, when I started teaching these people, it took me back to when I was teaching that Polish priest up in Lynchburg. And he was one of the ones that went up to Philadelphia, and the pastor was appointed there. He was one that was written up in the paper about. And oh boy, did I fume. I said, that is nothing but a lie. That priest wouldn't take a penny from anybody. But it all quieted down. And this is what irritates me about papers. When a scandal, they can get a scandal, boy, they plaque it all over the place. But when it is proven that it has been false, you don't see a thing.
Is this the Uniontown thing?
No, these were the Polish priests that came over and went up to the shrine up in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. Doylestown.
Doylestown. Mm-hmm. And the priest that was written up most, was the priest, the Sister Rose Angela, Sister Rose Angela had. And she started taking both of them. And the younger man was capable of picking up the English a little bit faster than the older man. So he asked Sister if she could take him another time. And she said, well, no free time. So she asked me if I would take it. Then Mrs. Conto had one of these recordings, and she brought it down, and she showed them how to use it, showed Sister how to use it, and she showed the priest how to use this. And
this
they would write their sermon.
Leechburg.
They would write their sermon and bring it over to us. Then we'd correct it. Then they would put it on the record and listen to themselves giving the sermon. In 3 weeks' time, I wish you'd have heard the beautiful sermons both of those Polish priests gave. One was a very young man, and the other was a much older man. And he talked about their mistreatment in Poland, when I started teaching these Cambodians, this all came back to him. And to me, the Polish language wasn't just as difficult as the Cambodian. And the Cambodian, for one letter, about six lines, the one letter, whatever it is. And they were, the woman that I have, a daughter and two children, the one child's real small, but she will tell him in her language, and she'll tell him what it is in English, the smaller child. But anyhow, she will write everything in Cambodian that you say in English, she puts in Cambodian. She'll write it in English too if you put it on the board. But then she'll put it in her own Cambodian language. Mm-hmm. Now I was taking money this morning, like odd prices, $2.05 and so on and so forth. And she will say, "No, I don't." I said, "You don't understand." "That's right, I don't understand." Then you explain to her what this is, for one. And it takes me back to those Polish boys. They were there no time at all until they were even saying the stations. The deaf language is not what it's made up. These little lines, and there's a line up here and another one up here, and that's supposed to be one letter.
These people are Buddhist and religious. Do they have any special prayer? I mean, do they have any outward evidence of prayer?
A couple times I've seen the one woman do this, and I don't know what that means or what to mean. Now that those two women become the one woman is the last, the mother of the last group that we had. Well, when they came, they really had a time claiming them from
places where they were.
Well, you don't know where they were.
Yeah.
You don't know where they were. You don't know where they were. And, but their gratitude, it makes no difference what you do. Thank you. And this is one thing. I'm an American. And I'm an Irishman. I'm part German. But I'm telling you, there's not any nationality I've ever dealt with that can outdo these people in person. In my experience.
Going with the sister, they see her dishes to be prepared.
And they will look at the table and see how many, and they'll hang the cups on their fingers. And even Miss Muffles can speak. Thank you. Even that little wild girl in all this room. Mm-hmm. It's a lesson in courtesy.
How are their table manners, sister, would you say?
I would say good. Mm-hmm. I would say very good. Now, they pile up the dishes, but they try to clean the tables right, you know what I mean. And they don't lift the mats. I take care of those three tables for the other night, and there were four. I took care of those four tables. But they don't lift the mats. But if they spill something on the chair or anything like that, just even brush it off and put it on. Very, very
good. The diet of rice and oil stuff, liquid in the
eggs. That's a broth.
They're getting away from it a little, aren't they? They love the fruit.
Yeah, they seem to, yes. The fruits from the very first they liked very, very much. And especially the grapes. The older boys go for those grapes like that. So they were going out of style, really.
But they don't eat the cooked vegetables, they don't eat. I just
well, you know, sister, there for a while, they didn't even stop to go cook or anything, and it dawned on me one day, they think that's for somebody else because it's not for the rest of their food.
Mm-hmm.
So one day I said, "Take anything here, take it." "This?" I said, "Yes." It never dawned on you that the hot stuff's here and this stuff's down there, that they felt maybe this is all they were allowed to have.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't dawn on you until you'd see them looking at the stuff and passing by.
Do they eat the cookies now?
Well, they'll take cookies. And if anybody isn't able to come downstairs, I'm telling you, they pile up a plate and they'll get anything that they think they'll eat and take it up for them. And they bring back the dish the next morning, the meal. Clean.
Someone told me they take 3 baths a day. Is that right?
Take what?
3 baths a day.
Well, I don't know. So I'm not up there.
They do a lot of bathing.
But do they enjoy the TV? Now, they're putting their own words to the action. But they will howl up there with something nonsense that goes on, and the TV is an education itself. And when you walk in the room, everybody is, from the smallest child up to the furniture. If they see you come in, Anybody sees you coming in, up they go.
They have one room fixed up for me.
They have one room, but they have a few chairs around it. And they have a TV room. And each room has a desk. And as I say, each family has its own area. It's a miracle how these people, with such a different language, now that would be hard enough for somebody coming here, say Germany or some of those countries that haven't been hounded like
it. Different culture.
Yes. Maybe. And now I think Sister Genevieve has more of the history of them over in Cambodia than your sister, because we don't bring that up at all in class, because you're anxious to get some knowledge to it. And as I'd spend different days, I don't go up there, I don't prepare anything. On my way up, I think one of it will be taken with them today, to get them acquainted with everything that they're going to need. And they'll be able to have that. They'll be able to. One of the things that they showed us when they went to Switzerland. Then we stomped down here at Cambridge. Now their setup isn't naturally as nice as Liverpool, because they only have the old floor. They're on a second floor. And the baluster is broken up at the top. It's pulled out of the wall. Now I don't know what happened when they were going in or what. Stuff in. But again, their hospitality would shame some of us. Mm-hmm. We'd think that we, the dear Lord himself, would come down and visit them. But this woman that's in Soekwe, they live right beside a Vietnamese woman. She was out playing. And I thought, well, she doesn't look like Cambodia. I don't know what nationality she is. She spoke to her sister about something, and I guess she asked who they were. I don't know. And she's tall and thin, and quite light-complected, but her hair was very much like the Cambodian hair. So I know she's more than I thought. I assumed that maybe she was a person that maybe a soldier boy married or something like that. But and this is that real house. You should go in past the Quaker Bell and go up around the circle. Today I was taking different prices on the board and showing them how they would be marked, you know. And the woman puts it down in Cambodian, but along with the English, and you explain what the price is. It's really an education in itself to know how these people are anxious to. Little boy this morning got a little fussy. He had a banana that she got from the diamond and brought it down with. And she peeled the skin down a little bit. He ate something. He had about that much left. He didn't want it. Gave it to his mother. So finally, he ate. Then he handed me the skin to get rid of it because he couldn't see any basket anywhere. But he didn't throw it on the floor. And the telephone. To see them using the telephone, I gave them different, like five exchanges, those Pittsburgh exchanges. To see them, even this little fellow. Hello. Bye. And hangs it up. And it takes it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they dial before they take the thing down. Hello. And the girl said, hello. How are you? Fine, thank you. Goodbye. But that's an essential for them to learn in case they need anything. Uh-huh. And I noticed the group in the circle beside the telephone. Bill such and such a number. John, such and such a number. Mm-hmm. They have a title.
Well,
I don't really have that down here. It's average. They're almost down the very end of Merchant Street in Average.
Oh, yeah.
At the second block up from
Average.
Education in itself.
We've covered a lot of territory from before you were born. You started with your father's accident this morning.
Yep, that's right.
Are there any comments you'd like to make in summary?
And what?
Just to summarize, or just other things you wanted to say that we didn't ask you?
No, I really don't think so, sister. I think the fact that some of we older people would have a better understanding of someone like the Cambodians or somebody like that that hasn't had too much of this world experience, who went through the depression, can have more feeling toward these people than someone that has never gone through. Don't you think so, sister?
Yes.
I really do. We never wanted. But there were times that you saw things that you would like to have. But you didn't say, I'd like to have that. The time that my cousin said to my mother, beautiful brown plush coat. She'd worn it several years. It wasn't too badly worn. Like that, you don't like to be seen wearing the same thing 10 years, you know. And she said to my mother, Aunt Maggie, could you make use of this? She said, I sure can, for the tomboy. She tore it apart, seam by seam. She cut it down. So to go with it, I needed to get a hat. Of course, now this is way back in the 18 or 19. So it was Saturday evening, and Saturday night she always went up to the meat market to get the summer meat, because in that day and age you didn't have too much ice over the weekend. So she said, well, you can go up to the town with me tonight and we'll go shopping. Stopped and got a little turban. Still see artificial fur around here at the turban. And a silk tassel. Brown. The coat was brown. So my Uncle Frank was the Western Union operator. So mother, they stepped in there. She said, I have to see Frank and I'm going to step in here. So we stepped in. Of course, I stepped in inside the door because when any one member of the family had a private business with another member of the family, you moved away. I stand right inside the door. So my mother said, well, okay, Frank, she said, I'll see you. And he started back and he said, I stepped outside the door. He said, Margaret. She went back in. He said, you know what? She said, no, what, Frank? He said, I can't understand you, Margaret. He says, you have to measure your pennies. This is after my father's day. He said, why you put such expensive clothing on that tomboy's back? She said, don't you remember? He said, well, that beautiful coat hat that she has. He said, she'll be our sled riding the next day. She said, what do you mean sled up and play for? She said, I used two spools of thread, and I got that for 5 cents. And she said, the hat cost me 50 cents. Had a silk dress. She said, that outfit cost me 55 cents as far as money is concerned, plus my time that it took me to tear it apart and put it together. And I thought I was dressed up like Jake's son.
You probably were.
That was what most of my clothes were.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, heavier clothes. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, my mother made everything under the window.
Mm-hmm.
Except in our one that I do. Our other one, she made. She and mother are Francis' cousin, and my Francis said together. Well, my mother married, and my mother used to help her out, and she'd get loaded down. But these people, even though they don't have everything in the world's goods, they have love.
So they have affection.
They do, and it's genuine.
Do they seem to show help, you know, charity or maybe affection to one family for another?
Yes, they seem to. The fact that they gather up there in that room where they have the TV.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the woman that has the little boy and the girl's always so businesslike.
Oh,
even she crochets. I wish you'd see the pocketbook she made, that little girl. And they're in the room. Evidently, they now the little girl sometimes would be in to where the TV is.
Mm-hmm.
But they howl and laugh about everything that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting their own words probably to what they're saying, you know, knowing what it is from the actions.
Mm-hmm.
They really enjoy life up there. But this woman that went to Soweto, oh, she cried. She just put her arms around each one of us, and she just hugged us, so not just say, "Oh, my own woman."
Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome very much. But don't let anybody hear that.
I'll turn it off.
Except your mother's superior.